Today's listener essay is by C.D. Nelson.
The past sure is tense, Captain Beefheart. At this point in my official retirement, after a quarter century of public school teaching and numerous other jobs before that, I think of George Orwell's novel Animal Farm. A student would invariably storm into my classroom and announce that he or she hated the book after reading Chapter 9's climax. This is where Boxer, the hard-working every horse who has been promised a green pasture for his old age, is sent off to the slaughterhouse instead, so the ruling pigs can score a case of whiskey. I always told the upset student and the rest of the class that their anger over Boxer's fate was just the reaction Orwell wants you to have. Don't hate the whole book. Think about its deeper message. The message for us baby boomer Boxers and generations following seems to be, find your own way to greener pastures and somehow manage to avoid all the greedy pigs who want to sacrifice you for their whiskey. A week before I retired, a dying fly dive-bombed my yoga mat. A colleague also told me about his former boss dropping dead, walking out the door to freedom. My anxiety about whether I would live to face my upcoming retirement increased a bit. Late afternoon clouds passed by three stories high in the windows of Kropala's main hall, a former chapel of a Jesuit training center. What a magical place to breathe, stretch, and relax, to fortify myself for a major life change. I stepped forward for mountain pose, leaned left, then right for half-moon stretches, and there it was, a black blotch right in the center of my mat. Tried to remain focused and concentrate on breath and movement, but it was right in my way, such a visceral reminder of my own mortality. Was I about to free fall to ultimate destruction like it had? I grabbed a tissue and whisked the fly to the side, later flinging it into a trash can. Goodbye, fly, whose ancestor buzzed while Emily Dickinson's narrator died, whose relatives have been harbingers and celebrants of gloom for all known time on this planet. Despite this gloomy omen, when I walked out of the school building where I taught for a quarter of a century for the last time, it was with slow breath and happiness after a delightful and emotional ado with students and staff. As I approach my third age, I think of one of my favorite tales, Kipling's The Miracle of Prem Bhagat. The main character, a renowned Indian prime minister, chooses to become a beggar priest at 60, as is the custom. He forsakes all his worldly wealth and family connections to wander the mountains, then takes up humble residence in a muddy shrine with monkeys, deer, and bear as co-inhabitants. He is welcomed and graciously fed by shy village women and children. When his animal shrine mates show him the warning signs of a huge avalanche approaching, he runs to his death to warn the villages below. I don't picture myself as a wandering wise woman about to save anyone, but I do hope for another decade or two of productive adventures. This boxer rests a bit uneasy in her shaky pasture, ready to weave the grasses into an aeolian harp so she can hear sweet tunes, or march back into Animal Farm to build more windmills, or maybe just find a part-time job to pay for the increased cost of health insurance. I'll find my stride, and there's no flies on me yet.
C.D. Nelson is a recently retired English and writing teacher from Lee High School with a doctor's degree in writing and teaching writing and literature. Her fiction, poetry, and journalism has appeared in many area and some national publications. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.